This is Degaris Masochist MGTOW Flyers, that is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is Flyer... number 723, entitled Biconscious Masculism as Mediator in the Gender War. Description: this flyer predicts that in a few years, today's monoconscious feminists will have been so converted to biconsciousness that the current gender war will dissipate. At first, the gender war will heat up to white heat, as biconscious masculists viciously attack monoconscious feminists and fluffy parasites, until nearly all women have been converted to biconsciousness and have become fips, so that women lose their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness and fip up, no longer manslaving and divorce raping men. By itself. Biconscious masculism as peace mediator in the gender war, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. At the moment, a gender war is going on between monoconscious feminists and biconscious masculists. Biconscious masculists, in brackets, who, by definition, are as familiar with masculist ideas as feminist ideas, close brackets, are screaming at monoconscious feminists, brackets, who, by definition, are only familiar with feminist ideas when it comes to gender politics, close brackets, for their awful hypocrisy due to their profound gender bias, believing what feminism has taught them, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed, a deeply misandrist and genocentric philosophy that causes biconscious masculists to hate them, given the masculist belief that women oppress men far worse, with women's awful, decades-lasting gender crimes against men, namely the big three of women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. You may be wondering that this growing war between biconscious masculists and monoconscious feminists seems contradictory compared to the idea in the title of this flyer that sees biconscious masculism as the source of peaceful mediation between the sexes in the gender war. It's true that the gender war will heat up as millions of men become masculisted and put their foot down on the skulls of monoconscious feminists, slowly exterminating them by totally ignoring them, putting powerful moral pressure on them to learn some masculism or die slow, miserable deaths. Masculists have a hatred of monoconscious feminists, fluffy feminists, and fluffies. A fluffy is a masculist label based on the word fluff. For a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labor of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one fathering, four, divorce raping him in the hated fluffy feminist controlled divorce court system. Masculists want to see the fipping of society, the creation of a biconscious society, so that the gender war can stop. But before that can happen, fluffies have to be wiped out, and monoconscious feminists have to be converted to biconsciousness. So masculists have some heavy work to do. That is, they have to wipe out fluffies by forcing them to rot on the shelf for decades. A slow process. Masculists will have to be so verbally violent with hated monoconscious feminists that these women are shocked into recognition that biconscious maskless are a, in capital letters, formidable enemy, not to be taken lightly, who have the power to force women to fip up, to learn some masculism, or have their lives made miserable by verbally vicious attacks against them coming from very angry, hateful, biconscious maskless, who see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, and monoconscious feminists as hypocrites, both of whom are to be wiped out by being totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped, thus forcing fluffies to fip up or die, and forcing monoconscious feminists to become biconscious, or they too will be ignored to death and spat at for their horrible hypocrisy. Thus, in short, the gender war will get worse before it gets better, but it will get better for the following reasons. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, ignorant, in brackets, of maskist and MGTOW ideas, close brackets, man-slavable man. But thanks to the MGTOW and maskist movements, the supply of such gullible, ignorant men is drying up as MGTOWs and maskists educate young men on the internet of the toxicity of the divorce courts, controlled by the feminists since the 70s, which butcher one father in four, destroying his life. Two-thirds of young men in many countries now refuse to marry, reject paternity due to this toxicity, arguing that they refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered by these hated, fluffy feminist, hypocritical divorce court lawyers and judges who look on men
as cash machines to pay for women to have babies,
with no moral obligation on women to fip up and pull their financial weight equally with men. Maskless spit at fluffies, seeing them as manslavers. Masculists are abolitionists, seeing man's slavery as literally a thousand times bigger problem than was Negro slavery in the US in the early 1800s, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves at the time, and there are several billion man slaves in the world today. Masculists intend to wipe out fluffies and fluffy feminists. We have the power to do this, since men can simply refuse to have relationships with fluffies, spitting in their faces, making their lives miserable for being manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated. By not having a sexploitable man in her social circle, a fluffy will be forced, in capital letters, to fip up or die. As most men become masculisted, the social pressure on her to fip up will be crushing. When nearly every man she comes across spits in her face for not fipping up, millions of young women will be driven to suicide if they don't become fips. This is tremendous moral pressure that maskers can push onto women, onto fluffies, forcing them to grow up, to bother to get career-competent educations that will give them a diploma that the economy values so that they can earn good money as adults and not fluffy style. Expect a manslave and divorce-rape a man, which will only make her hated by men, masculisted men, who in time will be nearly all men, as maskist and MGTOW ideas spread to saturation amongst the male population of the planet. The fipping of women has a long way to go, since the manosphere, in brackets, that is, men on the internet who talk about men's gender issues, close bracket, estimate that a whopping 80 to 90% of young women choose to become what the maskers call fluffy crappers, that is, they choose to study intellectually easy, economically useless crap majors at high school and college, making them fluffies as adults, who then expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man, some gullible, manslavable man, the type of woman whom maskless are out to to exterminate. So, over the next few years, expect the temperature of the gender war to increase as bioconscious masculists crush fluffies and monoconscious feminists in verbally violent attacks, telling these women to rot in hell, to die on the shelf, to be manless. And for the case of monoconscious fluffy feminists, quote, go fuck yourselves, literally, because we won't, you hated, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi, hypocritical cunts, end quote. When men become collectively angry at women, thank God help women, men are three times stronger across the chest than women on average. So a truly angry man is terrifying for a woman, since he could snap her like a twig if he became sufficiently angry. Masculists are fed up, capital letters, with the misandry of monoconscious feminists who have been powerfully brainwashed over the last six decades of feminist gender political monopoly, that gender oppression is a one-way street. So masculists, bioconscious masculists, who know better, who see that women oppress men far worse, will have to be brutal to monoconscious feminists to scare them shitless, that if they don't learn some masculism and do that faster than their currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, then those very boyfriends who are currently being targeted by masculists on the media will dump their monoconscious feminist girlfriends, wives, partners in their millions, spitting at them for these women's awful hypocrisy and misandry, giving them a bitter taste of their own medicine and effectively exterminating them slowly by total neglect. This masculist tsunami will be crushingly effective and is already having a strong effect, judging by the dozens of women coming out of the woodwork on YouTube, TikTok, etc., who are expressing female masculist ideas, who are taking the male side and lashing out at monoconscious feminazis. When millions of monoconscious feminists have been dumped, ignored, spat at, and ideologically crushed by very angry masculisted men, then the gender political tide will turn, which is currently what is happening. Millions of former monoconscious feminists will become bioconscious, forced to by the moral pressure coming both from their bioconscious boyfriends and from the media, as masculist ideas break through the femmafia barrier, brackets, femmafia equals feminist media mafia, close brackets, who block publication of masculist ideas in all their hated hypocrisy, believing that only men are the gender oppressors, when masculists know too well that the reverse case is far stronger. There will be millions of verbally bitter, gender politically violent confrontations between monoconscious feminists and bioconscious masculists, starting on campus where most ideological movements start. Millions of female university students will be dumped in the next few years, as those remaining monoconscious feminists will be harangued by bioconscious masculists who surround them, who will not tolerate their monoconsciousness and spit in their faces, making their lives miserable, putting powerful moral pressure on them to bother to learn some masculism or be viciously, morally, socially, sexually rejected, treated as vermin. A few years from now, there will be enough female masculists for the gender political tide to turn. Women will be strongly influenced by other women who have already made the conversion from monoconsciousness to bioconsciousness. These women who have converted themselves will be able to tell their more retarded sisters that these more progressive bioconscious feminists now have much better relationships with men, since they have lost their former monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, as taught them by monoconscious feminism. By having it cancelled by their biconscious feminist anger at women for the worst ways that women oppress men. These retarded sisters will then become much nicer for men to be with, since they will have lost their feminazi cuntiness, their anger at men. Those more conservative, more stubborn, monoconscious feminists who refuse to become biconscious and hence get dumped by their biconscious, maskless boyfriends will then see their ex-boyfriends now having relationships with biconscious feminists. And that will truly rock these women's boats. That will powerfully motivate them to become biconscious and hence lose their hated feminazi bitchiness that men so despise and punish so severely by effectively exterminating such women, forcing them to rot on the shelf for decades until these women wake up, who bother to learn some masculinism and hence become biconsciously nicer to men. Thus I'm predicting over the next 5 years, give or take, that the gender war will glow first to white hotness. Then, as most women, as society, as the media become biconscious, relations between the sexes will then improve greatly as monoconscious feminism dies off, replaced by a much healthier biconsciousness. Future historians of gender politics will then see that the rise of masculinism, biconscious masculinism, was actually the great mediator in the gender war. It raised the temperature in the gender issues debate at first, but once society had become biconscious, gender issues then rather faded away as society